1-888-CAR-TALK. That's 888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hello.
Hello, Hi. Who's there?
This is Melissa Peterson from Seattle.
What are the chances of this? Years ago, we had a young lady with the same name. I think she was from Seattle,
too. Yes, she was from Seattle,
too. Who was the biggest pain in the neck caller that we've ever had in our entire career on the radio.
She was, like, at the time, 14 years old or something like that. And all she did was castigate us for being stupid, loud, ridiculous, inane, sophomoric.
You know, I think I remember her.
Yeah,
she
I'll bet you
so
do.
Right.
How old are you, Melissa Peterson?
I am 19.
19. So that was about 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
No!
Is it really you, Melissa?
Yes, it really is.
You little pain in the butt. How are you?
I'm a big pain in the butt now. But
you
I'm
are. You're a real, you're an actual woman now.
Yeah.
You're probably a college student.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you go to school?
I'm going to be going to the University of Washington.
Okay, we'll write them a letter and tell them about you.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, thank God she's staying out in that post.
Hey, just tell me one thing. Do you still hate us as much as you used to?
My feelings for you have kind of matured a bit, but
no, you can't
haven't improved
that.
Any.
They haven't improved, but they've matured.
How about the dog? Does the dog still hate us?
Yes.
I think your original letter stated that your dog hated us even more.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was the P.S., right?
P.S., and my dog hates you, too.
We've got the same dog.
You still have the same dog. So what prompted you to call us?
Well, actually, I have a question for you.
No kidding.
Really?
So you want to just, like, use us and toss us aside?
Yes. Are you all right with that?
Well,
we admire your candor.
Yeah. You are honest. I will say that for you. You were kind of cute, actually, as a 14-year-old.
Well, thank you.
I found myself hating you less after we met. Because Melissa, didn't we actually pay for her airplane ticket and she came here to...
You did.
Yeah, you came. You were a guest. You were a live guest in our show.
She was.
You made a comment about every single question we answered. Mostly negative, I believe.
All negative, yeah.
And we had the good grace to take you out to dinner afterwards.
Yeah, you tried to get me to eat calamari.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were hoping to make you sick for the plane ride home. And then I remember that you broke my pipe.
I did not.
You did too.
I stole it. I didn't break it.
Oh, you stole it.
She stole it.
Yes, I had a corn cob pipe.
That you spent a lot of money for.
I spent $1.99 for it, Nini's. And Melissa stole my pipe. You still have it?
No.
Okay.
Melissa, I'm honored that you called us.
Well, wait and see what she wants.
Well, what do you want?
See, I got a motor scooter about 2 weeks ago.
What kind?
I got it at a Suzuki dealership.
Oh, so you bought it brand new?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a motor scooter.
Yes.
Yeah.
And my dad, he, like, rode bikes when he was a kid, and he thinks it's the coolest thing ever. And he's like, yeah, you're going to have so much fun on this thing. My mom worked in the ER for a while and saw motorcycle accidents, and she thinks I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering how dangerous they really are. She's right.
Well, you know, this is a tough one. If I loved you, which maybe your mother does, but probably nobody in the world does.
Hey.
Well, you're a mean, rotten little kid. What do you want? Look, here's the deal. Your mother is absolutely right. Man, these things, they are so much fun. I understand. I had one once. They are really a lot of fun, but they really are dangerous, and your mother is absolutely right. Have you driven a car for long?
Yeah.
How long?
About 4 years.
How many accidents have you had in that time?
None.
How many have you caused?
None. I'm a very safe driver,
Where are you going to use this thing, on the streets of Seattle?
Yeah. It's not fast enough for the freeway.
But you'll be riding on the same streets that are used by trucks and buses.
Yes.
Yeah, gee whiz. I have to... Wait, but you bought it already.
Yeah.
Your mother allowed you to buy it?
Yeah. Well, it's on my dad's credit card.
And now she's telling you that you shouldn't drive it because it's too dangerous?
Well, she's not telling me not to drive it, but she's doing like the mom not saying anything, but you know what she's thinking.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Man, I would hate to see anything happen to you, Melissa. Who could hate us as much as you do and be so honest about it? Oh, no, we get more mail than we need in that area, don't we?
Yeah, we sure do. Yeah, I would say enjoy the motor scooter, Melissa.
No, your mother is really right. They are terribly dangerous. only because you have absolutely no protection. And even if you think you're a good driver, it doesn't really matter that you're a good driver because no one else is.
And they're especially dangerous in inclement weather, mm-hmm. which you get a lot of in that neck of the woods.
Don't do it. I really don't want you to do it.
Man.
You can mail it to me, though. FedEx will deliver it.
Yeah. My brother's been looking for a scooter. He'll give you $200 for it.
So if I was your daughter, I wouldn't have one?
Oh, absolutely not. If you were my daughter, and I have a 19-year-old daughter minus 5 years, then she's about the age you were when you first told us how much you hated us.
And interestingly, Anna hates Tommy also.
Just as much as you did.
Oh, more.
Maybe more.
Oh, it's downright vitriolic.
She refers to me as a crazy old man. And that's sort of what you said to us 5 years ago. Don't drive it, really.
Okay.
All right.
And Melissa, I can't mm-hmm. tell you how what a pleasure it is to hear from you because
yeah,
it's not.
Yeah, nor can I. See you, Melissa.
So long.
Bye.
She sounds like a perfectly nice young lady.
Yeah, don't let that fool you.
19 years old.
Yeah. Pretty good, huh?
A little twerp.